Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
New England Nightly News.
Okay, for the Nightly News tonight, we are going to head out to the town of Mashpee, Massachusetts, where if I'm Chris Scheim, I wouldn't show my face down there anytime soon. Let's go to the story here.
A small business on the Cape is picking up the pieces after a Thanksgiving night break-in. The thieves got away with tens of thousands of dollars in Pokemon cards and other expensive collectibles.
Stop it right business- there. Do we know where Chris Scheim was on Thanksgiving? Do we know? I'm just saying, do we know that he was with his family? Do we know that he was eating turkey, watching football, all those things? Because if there's one thing that I think Chris Scheim would value over even a full day of football and eating turkey and spending time with, you know, friends and loved ones, it's Pokemon cards. Like, he is nutso about his Pokemon cards. And whoever hit this place knew right where to go, because I don't know if you just heard... $40,000 worth of Pokemon cards. Keep going.
Business owner Robert Drexler shows us the damage from a Thanksgiving night burglar who shot his way into Darkwater Games with what he believes was a BB or pellet gun. Surveillance video around midnight shows the masked thief emptying cases of Magic the Gathering cards and filling his bag with Pokemon and other high-priced collectibles. About $40,000 in inventory stolen from the Mashpee shop.
Why me? What happened? What did I do to somebody that would make them do that?
Drexler discovered the mess just before opening for their big Black Friday sale.
You hear about it everywhere else, but then when you walk in and you see a hole in the door, you're like, oh my goodness, that happened to like somewhere I go? That's crazy.
Okay. Not a good story. I mean, I don't mean to make fun of this or anything like that. Terrible, terrible news for this poor guy who owns Darkwater Games, which is a card shop down in Mashpee. And they have Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, something called Lorcana. You know what that is, Lorcana? You know about any of these?
No.
And Yu-Gi-Oh, which I've heard of, but I don't really know what it is. I've seen, like, I think it's like a TV show. I feel like I've seen it on my cable before.
That was a show I remember growing up as a kid, but I never watched it.
Okay. So, surveillance video show the criminals emptying cases of Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Lorcana. What's kind of crazy to me is a couple of things. Number one, how valuable these cards have gotten over the years. Because I remember Magic the Gathering was a thing when I was in, like, middle school, when I was in middle school, and I'm old. I'm 43. I'm not old, but, you know, I'm old for card games and stuff like that. And when I was 13, so, like, 30 years ago, Magic cards were, you know, kids would play Magic cards at recess and stuff like that. And it was, what it was at my school is it was kind of split 50-50. Half the grade played Magic, and the other half played Pogs. Do you know what Pogs are? You familiar with Pogs, Joe? Shaking his head back there. Let me tell you about Pogs, okay? Pogs are little cardboard bottle caps, okay? And they have little pictures on them. And the way it works is you go out of the store and you buy Pogs, and you play Pogs with somebody, what you do is you turn them upside down. You stack them on top of each other. So let's say I'm playing against you, Joe. I take two of my Pogs. You take two of your Pogs. We put them in a stack, and then we flip the slammer, which is either a plastic or a metal pod. It's, like, thick, and you use it to slam the Pogs and flip them over. And any pogs that flip over, you get to keep them. And it was banned from school and really banned everywhere because it was gambling. I mean, we were gambling. Like that's what it was. It was in seventh grade and we were gambling. And we were gambling very out in the open. It's not like we were trying to hide it or anything. Like kids would go in between classes. We'd be like, hey, you and me, come on, let's go see what's what. Oh, you got this new, like, there'd be new kinds of pogs. Like, there'd be pogs with, like, the Patriots logo, NFL pogs. Pogs with, like, skateboards on them and stuff. Whatever little kids thought was cool at the time. Whatever 13-year-olds thought was cool. Little cartoon characters and stuff like that. All sorts of different stuff on the pogs. And you would, if you won, you got other people's pogs, so your collection would get bigger. And what ended up happening after that is people would get sore about losing their pogs. His slammer's illegal. I shouldn't allow, whatever. And so they'd go and they'd steal people's pogs out of their lockers. It got very competitive. Just like, you know, I mean, how you would imagine a bunch of 13-year-olds would deal with gambling and losing in gambling. Our little idiot brains weren't developed yet. We couldn't cope with that. All we knew was that we had these cool pogs and now we didn't have them anymore. And what are we going to do about that? I never stole any out of someone's locker, but someone stole some out of mine. And then eventually no one could play pogs anymore. If you even had pogs on campus, you got in trouble. They took your pogs away and you would get like detention that day. It was a whole thing. But yeah, the pogs, man. What's crazy about it is pogs disappeared completely. Everyone just stopped with the pogs. Meanwhile, all the Magic the Gathering kids, if they kept their cards from 30 years ago and have certain cards, they're like millionaires now. Really, I mean, like, it's incredible how much the Magic the Gathering and the Pokemon and all this other stuff just really skyrocketed in value over the last 20 to 30 years, and Pogs just died. The Pogs, that was it. No more Pogs. Everything else, though, just boom, to the moon with these things. And now it's to the point where if you want to have one of these card shops, and I don't mean this to, like, victim blame or anything because I feel awful for this guy, but you got to have real legitimate security. Like, you can't just have a glass door that someone can bash in and then go in and steal stuff. Like, you need to have these things under lock and key. You need to have, like, bulletproof glass. Like, you have to have all of that now because that sort of merchandise is so, so valuable. And I feel terrible for the guy. I really, really do. And I know that, like, a couple of months ago, some other card shop got hit up. It was the same kind of thing. They went right for the Pokemon cards. They went right for Magic the Gathering. And they ended up getting away with like $60,000 worth of those cards. And, I mean, again, like, I don't mean to blame anybody here, but I think that if that's the business that you're choosing to get into, then you have to make a significant investment in security. You just do.
Why me? What happened?
And, you know, that's the way. And it sucks, man, because that Black Friday, all that stuff getting lifted right before Black Friday. And he's like, oh, what did I do? Why did they do this to me? It's nothing personal, man. It's just that these things that you have in your store, it's like a jewelry store, basically. Like, you basically run a jewelry store. And if you go into a jewelry store, there's all kinds of crazy security in these jewelry stores. You got a buzzy. Remember in the Uncut Gems, that little room that they trap the guys in at the end right before, spoiler alert, right before they shoot Adam Sandler in the face? Like, they lock him in that little glass room so that no one can actually get in. Everything's under bulletproof glass. Like, it's really hard to rob a jewelry store. Believe me. I've tried. No, I'm just kidding. Never actually tried. But, you know, like, they don't make it easy. But in these card shops, you got to treat it the same way. Basically, you have, like, jewelry there. It's basically the same thing. You know, that same kind of value. And people out there are desperate. It's easy to flip these things, I guess. You know, you go and you steal all those cards. You can find someone to buy them probably pretty fast. You put them online, they're gone. You know, and that's that. So just word to the wise out there. Number one, watch out for Chris Scheim. And number two, you got to just be more, have more security, I guess.
Brutal bro, boast, bro.
Brutal boast, bro, indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There's one other story I wanted to get to. And that is a story that's in Rhode Island. If you haven't been following this, there were some incidents down in Rhode Island, one at Smithfield High School, one in Newport. Hazing stuff going on there with athletics, something a little more than hazing in one of the cases, although that's been disputed. Either way, I'll get to the actual incidents, but the headline here is that legislators announced the plan to file legislation to create a statewide anti-hazing policy for Rhode Island school sports. Joe McNamara, who is a Democrat from Warwick, chairs the House Education Committee, said he will file the legislation ahead of the 2026 legislative session, which begins on January 6th. A great day. Rhode Island already has an anti-hazing law, which makes it a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500 for imprisonment to 30 days. But McNamara said Rhode Island needs a statewide policy for schools participating in the Rhode Island Interscholastic League. And this is all... I don't want to go too far into this because the investigations are still underway and I don't know all the details, but in the Globe today, they said in Smithfield, investigations are underway into reports that five high school players locked a Jewish freshman football player in the bathroom, sprayed Lysol through a grate in the door, and yelled anti-Semitic slurs at him. Initially, the players were suspended for the season. They were later reinstated. Parents of the five players have filed a complaint, denied they did anything anti-Semitic, and claimed that their privacy rights were violated. So, again, that's it seems like there's elements of the story and parts of it that are in heavy dispute, so I'm not really going to comment on that until more comes out about it. In Newport, four teenagers have been arrested on charges of assaulting a Rogers High School student with special needs. Officers viewed several cell phone recordings of an assault that occurred in the men's locker room at Rogers High School prior to a football game. The high school's football season was canceled after the incident. McNamara, this guy, noted that hazing is not just a Rhode Island phenomenon. He said part of it is brought on by social media, the availability of cell phones. Under the proposal, penalties would be imposed on students who engage in hazing, including possible suspensions from a team, and the team's seasons can be canceled. McNamara said he would like every coach and athlete to sign an anti-hazing statement that would make them aware of potential penalties for that kind of behavior. And I think that's really what the crux of this needs to be. I understand that there's sort of, when it comes to stuff like this, beating up a special needs kid, yelling anti-Semitic things at a Jewish kid and spraying Lysol and the, you know, like that stuff. That's repugnant, obviously. Those kids should all be in trouble for that, should get kicked off the team, if that's actually what happened. You know, if that ends up being the real story here and that's really what happened. It sounds like with the thing in Newport that there's video of it with the one at Smithfield, I don't know. But either way, I mean, those are, if they're accurate, those are horrible things and the kids should all be punished and, you know, they should take whatever action they need to. But I also think that there is a chance when it comes to stuff like this, it can be abused, you know, like things that maybe aren't hazing can be looked at like that. Kids who are getting, you know, not on the team when they want to be or various ways that you can weaponize it is all I'm going to say. Not a reason to ban it, but I think that one thing that really does make a lot of sense is you want to play high school sports or, you know, whatever, grammar school, middle school, you want to play these sports, you have to sign something saying that you can't do this, and if you do, I understand that this can happen to me and this can happen to the team. And that way there's no doubt about it. That way there's no, well, you know, how are we supposed to know what crosses the line? It's just hard to know exactly what hazing always is, because I think that there's a difference between hazing and, you know, having the freshman carry your pads or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there's various levels of it. There's hazing, you know, which can be at times really awful and really, you know, detrimental for kids. And, you know, their psyches, teenagers especially. I mean, it can be an awful thing. But I also think sometimes things that aren't hazing get called hazing, and then that becomes, you know, a problem in and of itself too. But either way, I like the idea of this, and I think that they're on the right track. It's a smart thing to try and regulate. And it's sort of like the anti-bullying stuff from, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I feel like it's in that same vein And, you know, every now and then you just got to check up on it. So there you go. That's what's going on in and around town here down in Rhode Island and down the Cape here in the New England at Nightly News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.